If you're wondering how to steer clear of crisis mode conversations with church leaders, then this is the episode for you. My years of consulting have caused me to think that this is the most neglected meeting in churches. Of all meetings, I think this is the most neglected. And I think if you give attention to this, then I think you'll find you'll build a healthy leadership pipeline. And I have been shocked by the number of pastors who neglect this meeting and then face crisis conversations they didn't necessarily need to face. Hi, I'm John Finkelde from Grow a Healthy Church. Welcome to the Build a Leadership Pipeline series. In today's episode, I'm going to teach you a key method to avert crisis conversations amongst your church leaders. I'm going to show you how to conduct a regular meeting with leaders that I call the most neglected meeting in church circles. And lastly, I'm going to give you a simple download that really help you get this most neglected church meeting off the most neglected list onto the well-used, frequently used list. Now, what's the meeting I'm talking about? I think that pastors should meet with their key department leaders for 45 to 60 minutes at least every 2 months. Now, I think if a department leader is on staff, you may have a youth leader on staff, a worship director, small group director on staff, then I think the meeting should be probably monthly, not every 2 months. Now, with volunteers, you don't want to overload their schedule, overload their workload, but I think at the very least, every 2 months, a pastor should sit down with the key department leaders in their church and have a conversation. Now, I'm going to give you a simple download where you can download an agenda template. And you can adjust this to kind of work through the best way that you think you should run that meeting. I think these meetings, 45 minutes is probably often long enough. If it's every 2 months, then maybe to give an hour for it. You certainly don't need 2 hours of meetings. For this particular meeting, that is primarily a supervision and support meeting. You're there to assess where the department leader is at, what's going on in the department, but also you're there to add support. You're there to strengthen. You're there to boost them. So what do you do in the meeting? I always like to start those meetings with some good news. You may want to congratulate them on something they've done or achieved, something that you've noticed in their leadership, or they may want to share good news with you. Tell me something good that's going on in your department. Otherwise, these meetings can tend to be a bit, things are not going well, then you're down in the dumps about it. You want to have a bit of an upbeat start. Then secondly, you're going to review any previous commitments and actions from the previous meeting where the department leader says, hey, we're going to get onto that in the next month. Great. Let's write that down somewhere. Keep a record of that meeting. Then you can pull the record up and say, how are you going with that commitment that you made at our last meeting? If you don't review previous commitments, previous action steps, then there's a highly likelihood, a big chance that those things will never get done. A bit of soft accountability is not hard and it doesn't hurt people. It's good for people, actually. Do a goal update and depends what sort of goal regime that you run with your department leaders. I like the kind of flow on 4x4, it's called, 4 things in 4 weeks. Can be 6 things in 6 weeks, 3 things in 6 weeks, whatever. But I kind of like that rolling goal that you can do. You may have some annual goals that you want to set up. And especially if you have full-time staff members, I think you do need a more structured regime of goal setting around discipleship, evangelism, personal growth. It's not a topic I'm going to cover in this episode, but I think you need some sort of goal regime, objectives, targets that we're shooting for. Do a bit of reading on that, get into that. But that's a great time in that meeting to do a goal update. Now, if you're meeting monthly with someone on your staff, you probably don't need to go do the goal update every month. But I think every 2 months, just keep it rolling, unless you're on a 4x4 scheme. Anyway, shape that up in the way that's suitable for you, but have some element of goal update in that meeting on an ongoing basis. Then problem solving. Ask the leader, what problems are you facing that I can help you with? Give them a chance to share. I got a real challenge with one of my team members or someone in the youth groups really giving us a lot of hard time in terms of control on our Friday night youth program, whatever it is, share the problem. Might be a personal problem, might be a family issue, a financial pressure they're under, whatever. Give them space to share that. Then also a couple of questions to finish it off is I like when I'm running that meeting to ask the question, how can I better lead you? Give me a tip on how I can better lead you. And it might be praying for you. It might be asking you certain questions. It might be encouraging you in a certain way. Maybe even finding that love language, you know, the five love languages, the gift, the word of encouragement, the serving, trying to remember them all, can't remember them all. But find a way to kind of say, hey, how can I better lead you? Give me an idea. Give me a tip. Give me something that I could do better than I'm currently doing. This is great feedback and great relationship building. This improves your leadership of the department leader as well. And then also get him to ask you the question, how can I serve better in leading my department? What have you noticed that I could improve, that I could boost in my area of leadership? Now, these intentional, regular meetings will help you avert crisis conversations because, you know, you'll notice something that a department leader is doing that you're not happy with. You're really not happy. You think, oh my goodness, I'm going to have to talk to him about that. Now, if you have a regular enough meeting, you might be able to say, you know what, our next meeting is a couple of weeks away. I'll leave it till then. I'll have calmed down. I won't be as upset. I'll leave it for that meeting and I'll bring it up in the flow of the meeting so it's not a crisis conversation. If you don't have these regular meetings, then suddenly you're bringing the leader into a conversation where, hey, what's going on with that? I noticed that. I'm not happy with that. And if the leader sits there and says, well, you don't seem to talk to me about much else, then you have a serious problem. You've got a big red flag issue going on right there. So you can avert these crisis conversations by having regular, intentional meetings that you as a pastor, it actually keeps you in the loop. It actually is a great way of keeping communication flow. But also I think the big benefit is the relational building that goes on in that meeting where you're able to kind of help solve problems. You're there to give support. And you may want to pray with the leader in that meeting. You may not. I'll leave that up to you. People have different styles with these meetings. But there'll be a sense of connection. There'll be a sense of unity and alignment. The leader will know that you are caring for them, that you love them, that you're also holding them accountable for what they're doing in their serving. Now, I've got a download for you. It's an agenda template, if you like, a pro forma. It's in a Word document, so you can adjust it to suit what you like and what you'd like in the meeting. But I'd encourage you to give that template also to everyone coming to the meeting so they can fill it in before they come to the meeting. So they're prepared, they're ready. Nothing worse than having a meeting like that and someone turns up with zero preparation. Train your leaders to turn up well prepared for the meeting, prepare yourself for the meeting, and you'll find this will not only build a healthy leadership pipeline, this will actually build strong relationships. And to be honest with you, I think it's just great discipleship. God bless you as you build your leadership pipeline.